You are listening to Reverend Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. You can find us on Roku, Amazon Fire TV, TuneIn Radio and TalkShoe. Be sure to visit www.aulc.us for more free resources.
Hello and welcome to the AULC Ministries. I'm Dr. Rob White, here with our Mother's Day message today. First off, I'd like to start off by saying Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there watching today. And we just want to thank you for being a mom. Now, over the years, we've all become familiar with certain slogans that go with certain companies, and we can pretty much tell the company just by listening to the slogan, like, have it your way. We know that's Burger King, and Tide gets the dirt out, and Texaco, you can trust your car to the man who wears the star. Ford Motor Company states the quality goes in before the name goes on and so forth. But what does that mean? You know something by its quality. And we have a description of a woman of God in Proverbs 31. To be a woman of God, you must possess certain qualities in your life. So using Proverbs 31 today, we're going to look at the qualities of a woman of God. Now, with a woman of God, you could take the Ford slogan, the quality goes in before the name goes on. Proverbs 31, verses 10 to 31 is our scripture text today. Who can find a capable wife? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will not lack anything good. She rewards him with good, not evil, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from far away. She rises while it is still night and provides food for her household and portions for her female servants. She evaluates a field and buys it. She plants a vineyard with her earnings. She draws on her strength and reveals that her arms are strong. She sees that her profits are good and her lamp never goes out at night. She extends her hands to the spinning staff, and her hands hold the spindle. Her hands reach out to the poor, and she extends her hands to the needy. She is not afraid for her household when it snows, for in all of her household they are doubly clothed. She makes her own bed coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known at the city gates, where he sits among the elders of the land. She makes and sells linen garments and delivers belts to the merchants. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she can laugh at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and loving instructions is on her tongue. She watches over the activities of her household and is never idle. Her sons rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women are capable, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Give her the reward of her labor. Let her works praise her at the city gates. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his words. Now, here's a very detailed list of all the qualities that it takes to be a woman of God. Today, I'd like to concentrate on a few, and I think summarize what it is to be a woman of God. First, she is valuable in who she is, what she does. In verse 10, it says she's worth a lot more than jewels. I love this description because so many people place a great value in gold, silver, diamonds, emeralds, and rubies. But a woman of God is more valuable and more needed than any material things. She's valuable to the home. Without her, the place would be in chaos. She's the glue that keeps it all together. She knows where everything is. She knows how to do anything. She can hear many conversations. At the same time, she can cook and clean and help with school and feed the pets and water the plants, all the twinkling of an eye. She's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than 25 loads of clothes. She's able to leap a dog, a cat, and a toddler in a single bound. She's valuable to the community. She's the volunteer network for every organization. She leads every fundraiser. She helps with every activity. Without her, the event would get canceled. She's valuable to the church. Without her talents, gifts, prayers, and consistency in leadership, the church would surely fail. See, today is Mother's Day. We honor our mothers, and we honor the women of God who make in our community a very special place to be. Second, her husband's proud of her. In verse 23, it says, when he sets at the gate, he is known for what a great wife he has. Today, we are proud of our wives. Today, we acknowledge that without you, where would we be? We are thankful, so thankful that you carry our name, that you're willing to give your life to us, and we are so glad that the two can become one. Some people say that she gave the very best years and her love to us. She basically has given her entire life to us, and today we're thankful for her. Today, we know how lucky we were to get someone like you. Your mama expected you to do a lot better, but out of your compassion and love, you chose us. The greatest thrill in our lives is that of all the millions of guys out there, we married the prettiest, the smartest, and the greatest of them all. Today, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Let her know today she is the best thing that's ever happened. Third, her children say, Mama is the best. Verse 28, today children are here and they know as a fact they've got the best mom in the world. No one can cook like her and no one knows how to kiss the pain away like her. Mother's Day, today, this is your day. You are the best. Your children today are here to say, Mom, you're number one. There's no one like you. An angel came to earth to bring a few beautiful things back to heaven, and the angel took back to heaven a beautiful flower, a baby's smile, and a mother's love. But on entering heaven, the flower had faded. The baby's smile was now a frown, but the mother's love had grown even stronger, and it became fragrance of heaven. We all feel the same way about Mom. Like one first grader wrote on an essay about Mom, she's prettier than any model. She's smarter than any scientist. She's braver than any soldier. She's wiser than any teacher. And she can cure me better than any doctor. She's better at anything than anyone. She plants seeds that are now roses. She gave us more than we could ever return. And here are a few stages to understanding that we have of a mother. The stages of motherhood. At 4 years of age, my mommy can do anything. At 8 years of age, my mom knows a whole lot of stuff. At 12 years of age, my mother really doesn't know quite everything. At 14 years of age, naturally, mother doesn't know that either. At 16 years of age, mother, well, she's hopelessly old-fashioned. At 18 years of age, that old woman, she's way out of date. 25 years of age, well, she might know a little bit about it. 35 years of age, before we decide, let's get Mom's opinion. 45 years of age, I wonder what Mom would say about that. And at 65 years of age, I wish I could talk it over with Mom. Number four, she's a woman of God because she loves God and God loves her. In verse 30, this verse starts out by saying beauty is only skin deep, but a woman of God is one all the way to her heart. Today, we thank God for the woman who sets a godly example for others to follow. This is the highest quality of a woman of God. She is of God, she is with God, and God is with her. She has a special sensor from God that keeps husbands and children out of trouble if they'll just listen. When I was first married to my wife, Carol, she would give me warning signs about things, and every time they would come to pass. God seems to give his secrets to the women of God in this world. She'll be praised today, and all around this nation, people are giving praise to our mothers and to women of God who are worthy of honor and praise. As I close, like I said before, the quality goes in before the name goes on. The woman of God isn't a name that just anyone can wear. Thank you for being who you are in Christ Jesus. I found this poem on the internet. I think it shows how important a woman of God is in our lives. It's called A Little Piece of You. There's a little piece of you in every part of me. If you look into my heart, your reflection will see. In every word I say and in everything I do, I know that it began in the love that flowed from you. Every dream I have inside, everything I want to be. I know many years ago you placed that seed in me, for you helped my life to grow, and now everyone should know there's a little piece of you in every part of me. Even though the journey's long, I have the strength to carry on, for I know you showed the way to look for blessings every day, and I know I'll pass each test and I'll win the victory, because there's a little piece of you in every part of me. There's a little piece of you in every part of me. That's our Lord's message for this Mother's Day. I want to say Happy Mother's Day to every mother out there right now. Thank you for being there for us. Go out this week, be a blessing and be blessed, because the more you're a blessing, the more you will be blessed. I thank you all for watching, and I look forward to seeing you all next week. Thank you.